Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Get to Blake. I gotta touch on this. Griff was with us yesterday. I don't know if you caught wind of this, and I was asking about Arch Manning. Georgia obviously is a prominent selection choice for Arch, and Griff, I wouldn't say out of nowhere, but says there's concern that LSU is making a significant push. Is that real or fake?
Well, good morning, Bill. And first and foremost, I want to say congratulations to you and Griff because you hit the number one thing on the LSU Sports Wire yesterday. Oh, yeah, I heard it. you know, Bill, around here, those words don't go lightly when you say that about Arch. Bill, I think two things could be true at the same time. I think, you know, we discussed this a little bit before, I think a couple weeks ago. Brian Kelly has taken a very strong and hands-on approach with Arch and the Manning family. And per the head coach and the coaching staff that have gone on record, they don't know of another coach that has made up more ground on the Arch Manning recruitment than Brian Kelly. However, Bill, what's a threat? You know, like, When Griff says that, and I know it's probably coming from Glenn Gilbo, one of my buddies, but Bill, I just don't see it right now. I don't think you can put because Bill, we really just don't know where he's leaning. You know, the only thing that we really know is if the kid was making his own decision, Bill, he would go to Ole Miss because he loves Ole Miss. That's kind of what we just feel and anticipate, and where, you know, he where we think he would lean. But and do I think LSU is closing ground? Yes. Do I think that they're a legitimate threat at the current moment? No. Now, Bill, they've gotten multiple commitments for March in reference to official visits, camps, and Bill, quite honestly, he's not doing any of those elsewhere if you go and look. So he is, for what it's worth, he is doing this one. Now, read into that what you will, but here's what we have in Louisiana and in one of these football camps. You have Ricky Collins, Purdue. You have Eli Holstein, which will probably come down to Alabama. I don't know if A&M gets back in the mix. You'll have Arch Manning, and then you'll have Dante Moore. That's the four, Bill. That's the four in camp that they want to see. Now, what happens between all four of those, I don't know. But I think, you know, when we don't normally go and freak out about a summer football camp, this one, Bill, is going to be a highlight because you got four quarterbacks of his stature. So I think two things can be true at the same time. I just don't have a lot of faith that LSU is a legitimate threat at the current moment. Now, can they be ultimately? I don't know. But at the current moment, Bill, I would say no.
This one wasn't really a priority, but I do want to ask you. It's just on my mind. This quarterback at Denham Springs, Reese Mooney, decommitted from Vanderbilt. Have you watched him, seen him?
Oh, Bill, I know him very well and his game. Funny story, his head coach, who also, Bill, played at Vanderbilt for a while under Woody, Brett Beard. And then when Woody left, Brett Beard came to Southeastern, where I ultimately played and was our D-line coach at my high school before he made a transition back into college and then became a head coach. Reese Mooney's a stud, a legitimate stud. Now, Bill, you know, he was committed to Houston for a while. He wanted to play both baseball and football. Kick and throw. You're not going to, Bill, you're not going to outthrow him. If it's a 7-on-7, if it's a whatever it is, you're not. He, of the five quarterbacks, and Reese Mooney can be in that list, too, of those four, Bill, he might be, I'm not going to say he's a level of Arch throwing the ball, because that's just a different elite type of thing, or Eli Holstein. But, Bill, he's not far off. And like I've said on my show over the last 2 months, Reese Mooney was a guy that I've been keeping in my back pocket because I don't know if Brian Kelly doesn't see him as a fit for their offense because of his skill set. Now, his decommitment to Vanderbilt is a little interesting at I don't know if there's an LSU tie there, but they definitely have been talking to him. So we'll see. Bill, he's a very solid college quarterback. I don't think he's a superstar at the current moment, but the kid can really, really play. He's just so polished at throwing the ball, whether it be on the diamond or whether it be on the football field. You're just not going to outthrow him. At any given moment.
Baseball team is coming to the 615 to take on the Vandy boys. What's at stake here? What needs to happen?
Well, Bill, this is for me. I think the BCS always got it right. Now, stay with me here. But, Bill, this RPI thing is getting under my skin. I don't mean this wrong to the Vandy boys or anybody, but LSU played Florida in a series, beat them. They played Georgia in a series, beat them. And then Vanderbilt is in what I think the 4-10 range right now in the RPI. And that part, Bill, I just don't get. Now, in reference to the series, LSU really needs to win the series to get back into contention of a host position. Really and truthfully, to feel comfortable, Bill, they need a sweep. They're not going to do that. Blake Money from the 615, who had a wrist injury, has just not been the same since he returned. Bill, he's just a reliever. I mean, he can come in and get you three at max four really strong innings. He came out of relief this weekend. He looked really good. The fielding behind him, Bill, LSU's dead last in the field and defensively. You can't convince me otherwise that they're working on it because you're just so damn bad in the field. But it's a huge series for both teams. But look, I don't, again, like I said, I don't understand this RPI. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't really get it. And people have explained it multiple times. But I think of the weekend series, this one, Bill, might be the most intriguing. You do have two powerhouse programs going at it. Jay Johnson's got to make a staple. They got to, because, Bill, they really messed up this past weekend against Ole Miss, getting swept the way that they did. They got to respond. They got to respond big.
I don't have a history of watching college baseball to where I can compare teams from different years. But Griff was saying Glenn Gilbert told him, this Tony Vols team is the best team since the 97 LSU team. You're down there, have you heard that?
Well, let me say this, Bill. I don't mean this in the wrong way. No, Tennessee isn't. And not at the current moment. Because, Bill, that 97 team, if I'm not mistaken, had – now, somebody bean count me on this, but the bats were different, and I get that. Bill, they had some players on the LSU baseball
team,
like Hall of Famers. I mean, so you had one guy that had 40 home runs. Now, I get the bats and balls are different. Like, I get all that. But, Bill, some could make the argument that the 97 LSU baseball team was maybe the best ever. No, Bill, they're not there yet. Are they doing things that the 97 team could have done? Yes, but I'm not going there yet, Bill. They got to win it all. They got to win it all first. I can't go there. But I will say that I do think that they have a better staff, a better pitching staff, especially relieving. They're definitely bigger there. But at the plate, not a chance.
Blake Ruffino with us every Wednesday. Anything in recruiting, since I occupied so much time with Arch Manning there, any new news in recruiting?
Well, Bill, Dalen Austin, four-star, top 150 prospect, corner out of Long Beach Poly, committed yesterday, a couple days ago. And Sunday, Trey Holly, the best running back in the state, committed. Bill, for whatever reason, Brian Kelly's still taking punishment for recruiting nationally and in the state. Bill, I will say this. He has turned it up a little bit, you know, in recruiting, like from a hands-on approach. He's still letting a lot of his position coaches and coordinators run things. But I do have to say, he has, Bill, to his credit, taken more of a hands-on approach. Now, I don't know what he did at Notre Dame, but, Bill, quite honestly, in this state, he can't be passive. Pete Golding was in Destrehan, Louisiana, watching Jai Eugene Jr., along with Frank Wilson. LSU, I think Brian Kelly has got the idea now, and I don't know if he's been convinced. Look, brother, you cannot be passive in this state. For whatever reason, I don't know if it was just a different culture thing. Bill, you got to be on the phone with high school head coaches here at least multiple times a week. Okay, and so I hate to say it like that, but it just, he's had to do that, and so far, from talking to a couple of the local high school coaches, he's done that. So kudos to him, but they're starting to get this thing rolling, Bill, within the next 4 to 6 weeks. I think they'll get some more big in-state kids to recruit, to commit, possibly, along with some other kids nationally. So I think that they're doing well. I think that they can get in that top eight in recruiting for this cycle.
Tell everybody how they can get your content.
Bill, I appreciate it as always. AYS Sports across the board. Go rate, review, subscribe anywhere that you listen to podcasts. It's our biggest thing is our audio podcast platform is blowing up. So go rate, review, and subscribe. We greatly appreciate that. We're trying to get to 10,000 on Twitter. Go follow us there, AYS Sports. And as always, Bill, I greatly, greatly appreciate you having me on.
See you next week, sir. Appreciate it.
See you, Bill. Go Tigers.
Blake Ruffino. There you have it. I didn't know if Griff threw that out there with Arch just to get a little something going, which he might have. But I had to chase it. You learn through the years in recruiting. Sometimes you have to chase the story that you're pretty sure ends up nowhere, but you still have to chase it, right? I don't know how many million times I've been down that chase, down that road, but it just happens. I'm like him. I don't think that's the end game. I don't think that's where he's going to end up, but Notre Dame fans say, whoa, Brian Kelly, aggressive? He's recruiting hard? What's up with that? How does that happen? Anyways. No, I think it's possible Brian Kelly's down there hustling on another level, and I think it's possible that Marcus Freeman has Notre Dame recruiting on another level. I think you can have both. I don't think it's an either-or there. Everybody wants to separate it. Either or. Yeah, just looked up and noticed. Well, I very rarely noticed the time, but for whatever reason, the automation did not kick in there. So Patton's going to have to hit it manually. We'll get the break. Coming right back. Phil, hotel.
Where you are, because even your mobile phones are connected to your StrongTel.com office system through their mobile app. Let StrongTel cut your phone bill by 50% and provide a better quality phone with great customer service. Call us now. Make an appointment at 888-232-1335 or go online to StrongTel.com. Again, it's 888-232-1335 or StrongTel.com.
Hey, Braves fan, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
A true legend, Billy White Shoes Johnson, painted your shoes white on a dare and it just stuck.
Yeah, it did. It makes you feel a lot better than wearing them old black shoes. And it was just a matter of fun.
Tell him, Billy, look good, feel good, play good, right?
All the time.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
All right. I've been meaning to get to this for a couple of days. A huge mistake was made Monday on the show during Balls of Steel. A huge mistake. Yeah, during Balls of Steel, and it's not something that was said, it's something that was not said. Have you been watching the Johnny Depp trial? Now, I haven't been watching it, but I see the comments about it on Twitter. And I'll see a clip here or there. That's kind of funny. Have you heard? Now, this thing is wild. Obviously, this girl, this lady, is a psycho girlfriend wife. I'm not saying Johnny Depp's innocent either, but this girl is cray-cray. She's crazy. She's loony. You can tell. Anyways, have you seen, because this would have been a Balls of Steel domination, or maybe no balls. Have you seen what they are saying that she did? I don't even know how to say this. You know how you could be talking about a game or something, or maybe a player, and you will say, they messed the bed. Right? You know, I'm just, if you're enjoying a nice breakfast burrito right now, I'm sorry. But this was a huge mistake. This should have been brought up Monday during Balls of Steel. Now, I think she's trying to deny this, but it came up during the trial that one of the things she has done, other than hit him and verbally abuse him and everything else, she actually, quote, out of spite, out of meanness, messed the bed. She's saying, no, that wasn't me, it was the dogs. Have you been keeping up with this? I brought this up to my wife the other day. Yeah, you guys try that. Say, hey, honey, you been keeping up with this chick in the trial? Did you see what they say she did? So I apologize, because that should have been somewhere hour three on Monday. And I just totally let it get by without an acknowledgement. And I shouldn't have let that happen. So I'm apologizing to everybody in this audience. The host of the show ought to be better than that, to let that skip by and not get a mention in there. Can't believe I did that. I just randomly saw that on Twitter and then started doing a little research. Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Now, again, folks, I haven't watched enough college baseball through the years to compare any team versus another team to say this is the best, like I can in college football with multiple PhDs. College baseball I've not watched. Now, last couple of years I've watched a bunch, but I do not have the history to know 97 versus today versus 1985 or whatever year, okay? I do not have the history of watching to be able to connect up various years and say better, not so much better, etc. And I don't want to get into this too deeply because, look, if Tennessee wins a natty, which we all know is really hard to do, even if you are the best-looking team most seasons, let's say most of this season, Tennessee has looked like the best team in baseball, right? It's still really hard to win a natty. We all know that. And if they don't win a natty, that's not going to be a huge surprise. It's hard. If they win a natty, I don't think that's going to be a surprise either. But it's really, really hard. The odds against you, what's the stat? Last team ranked number one to win it was 99 Miami. So we're going over 20 years. It's hard. Mississippi State won it last year, went two and out in the SEC tournament. So that doesn't predict anything much either. Anyways, Johnny Vegas, build that LSU team, 97. Great team, set the NCAA home run record, but it was with aluminum bats. The 22 Tennessee team leads the nation in home runs using new composite bats. The 22 UT team is legit. If the Vols win a natty, it will be coin flip on who's better. It will be a coin flip on who's better. Yeah, if we get to that, and again, I can't tell you, the 19 Vandy team that won it all. Remember, they beat Michigan in the last game. They had that game in the postseason where Rocker threw the no-hitter against Bryce Jarvis, who's from right here, the son of Kevin Jarvis, for Duke. I mean, that was a good team. Corpse has had other natties. How about those back-to-back Oregon State teams of, what was it, 07-08? Right in there. They won back-to-back natties. What about those South Carolina teams that won back-to-back? So it's hard. It's to take one. And now, for the sake of the show and the topic, which is Tony Vols, I like it, but I readily admit, comparing those, it's difficult. Topwater Assassin. Bill, what's your Facebook handle? There's a buttload of Billy Kings out there. It's Billy King. It's me. Search Billy King, then do Franklin, Tennessee. I bet you that would pull up. Because in the bio stuff, I've got my city in there. And my birth date screwed up. I don't know how that got there. I don't think I put that there. It's not right. It's got me being born in May. I'm a July guy. So I'm not sure what the heck that is. Speaking of jersey numbers, he says, I've watched every Clemson game for years and can't name but about five guys' jersey numbers. Not even sure what Pretty Boy wore. I'm not a big jersey number guy. I never have been. Don't know why. I just don't care. It's not important to me. I love the game. Passionate about the game. But just what somebody's jersey. Heath Shuler wore 21. You got John Hadle wore 21. Remember a couple. Pac-12, Dave. Bill, Blake is much calmer in the non-playing portion of the season. Is that right? I don't know that I noticed that. Blake, pretty passionate whenever. Maybe the oblong spheroid, though, gets him a little more fired up, you're saying. That might be the case. 614 Rob. Bill, am I the only one who can't wait for this Arch Manning thing to end? Enough already. You know what? I'm not as sick of it as you, but I can see your point. No, I can't, because I grew up watching Archie, and then after that, Peyton Eli, and now Arch, and it's going to be, look, folks, there's going to be a steady diet of Mannings, and what are they going to do from here till the end of time? But no, I'm not over it as much as 614 Rob. I will say this, though. Wherever he goes, for the folks, the critics in this audience, all right, what's he got to do to get respect? Because I've got a lot of people out there that say, Bill, you cannot possibly live up to this hype. And you may be right. You might be dead on about that. So far, there has not been a Manning bust. Now, Cooper had injuries, okay? And he was a receiver. He was not a quarterback. But I'm talking about got on the field and was a bust. So far, every Manning, three of them, Archie, Peyton, and Eli, have lived up to exactly what the heck the super hype was about. You can't say the Mannings didn't quite... No. The Mannings have done all you can freaking do. So we're 3-0 right now with Mannings. Now, at some point, is a Manning not going to be as good as the hype indicates? Sure. Could it be Arch, the grandson? It might be. But my point is, what's he got to do for everybody to agree that he's lived up to the hype? Because if he throws for a million yards and a million touchdowns but never wins a natty, is the mob coming after him? Wherever he's at. You got to remember now. If he doesn't go to Alabama, and I'm not sure that's where he's going, he's got to deal with Alabama. He's also got to deal, if he doesn't go to Georgia, with what Georgia puts out there, the most recent national championship team. He also has to deal with Ohio State, who's going to put up a ton of points too. And whoever else emerges, maybe Clemson reemerges, maybe Southern Cal, maybe Oklahoma, I'm spitballing here, but I'm saying he's got a deal. There's a bunch you got to sift through to win a natty if you're Arch Manning and you're starting at some school. Let's say you're starting in Texas. Because the mob can't wait for him to fail. And I'm not saying that in a critical way. It might sound like I am. I'm just saying factually, the mob can't wait for him not to be as good as he's supposed to be. And it's possible that happens. I'm not suggesting he's a 100% lock. Perry Mason, Bill, did I miss something? But didn't Arch Manning just say he would take an official visit to Florida? I believe he's heading that way on a visit. I don't like LSU or Florida's chances as of right now, but I don't know where he's going. And I'm saying I don't think he goes there. I wouldn't guarantee it because I don't have the feeling of a guarantee yet. Yeah, I don't know that. Just business down in Hoover, Alabama. Billy, did I just miss you having Rusty back on the show? Sorry, missed hour one. Sleep when I can, when my view is from a hospital couch. Mom's still in rehab in the hospital from the stroke. Well, first of all, thanks for the update about your mom. A lot of people have been asking. And number two, no, Rusty's going to be on tomorrow. Rusty will be on, you're on Central Time down in Hoover. So 7:20 Thursday, Rusty will be on. And then if you're on Eastern Time, that's 8:20 tomorrow morning. Thursday morning, Rusty Manziel, 24/7 Sports from Georgia, will be with us. Ole Miss Evie, I've heard from her. Ole Miss Evie can do Friday. Right now, she's in Panama City Beach. She lives just outside of College Station, Texas. So, I guess, what does she do? Hop on I-10 and just take it straight over from where she's at? Anyways, she's going to be traveling on Thursday, but can do it Friday. I do not have the time yet for her, but we'll lock that down. The Ole Miss Evie will be on Friday. Of course, Kevin on Friday. Brad will be with us in his customary spot as well. So, just business. Appreciate the update. Perry Mason, Bill, your boy Griff, sure to talk about LSU getting a visit, but not Florida. Laugh out loud. The GOAT, Bill, that trial, we were talking about that Johnny Depp trial, is funny. Amber Heard's lawyer objected to his own question he asked at one point. Look, I don't know the story. This girl clearly is psychotic. This girl clearly is psycho girlfriend slash wife 101. That's all I know. Now, is he totally innocent and is there not culpability on his side too? Probably. Sounds like she was the abuser. I know it's usually the other way around. It is. But I don't think it is in this case. I mean, this is right out of Psycho Girlfriend 101, the handbook for me. Jeff, too, fun fact about Johnny Depp. He was born in Owensboro, Kentucky. I don't know that I knew that. So was Rex Chapman. So was Dale Walter. So was a good friend of mine, Wildcat Kenny. All right, we'll take a break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a little bit heavy here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. East Nashville is still on scene of that wreck with injuries. It's going to be there in the 1000 block at Eastland Avenue. Just busy where you would expect. 65 down through Robertson County, through Sumner County as well. It's coming down Vietnam Vets. It's really heavy through Hendersonville. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, it's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all they've got there at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Switching and saving with Geico is easy, so you're free to ponder life's big questions, like is the word dictionary in the dictionary? If so, it probably says something like dictionary, noun. A dictionary is the word you are reading now on the pages they were printed on. Basically, this thing you are looking at right now that you're holding, reading words from, it's a dictionary. As in, hey, look at me, I'm holding a dictionary in my hands as I read the definition of dictionary. Yeah, it's probably something like that. Switch and save with Geico. It's easier than you think.
Celebrate spring at Slim Chickens with the grilled chicken strawberry salad. Fresh greens piled with feta cheese, crisp cucumbers, candied pecans, and 100% all-natural grilled tenders. Topped with red, ripe strawberries. The grilled chicken strawberry salad. But hurry, it's only back for a limited time. Need a sweet spring treat? Upgrade your drink with any adult meal to a hand-spun strawberry milkshake. Slim Chickens. Dine in, drive through, online, or delivery.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 63. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 84. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
Georgia suggested that earlier. He was dead on, right? With his suggestion, I messaged Rusty. He replied, done deal. So if you're on Eastern time, 8:20, 7:20 Central time, Thursday morning. Pac-12, Dave on the Emerald Coast. Bill, Depp's old lady, Amber Heard, is a choir girl compared to my ex-wife. I'm not kidding, Bill. I can't even imagine then. Wow. Georgia dog. Yeah, he brings up something. Griff didn't say the Tennessee team was better than the LSU team. 97. He said best since. He said that's what Glenn Gilbo told him, who's down there in Louisiana, been a reporter down there many, many years. I don't know enough year to year to make a comparison with any team. I just don't. Obviously, you got to win a natty to get into that conversation, too. And we're not there yet. If they get it, we're not there yet. That's scary, Pac-12. That is a scary assumption or proclamation by you. Topwater Assassin said, yes, I found you, Billy. Franklin. Yeah, put in there Franklin. And then he says radio star, and then he has happy faces, two smiley faces. Yeah, put that up there, man. I mean, you get it. It wants a description. What do you? There it is. Yeah, you gotta put it out there, man. Josh wants to know, and by the way, I talked to Josh the other day again. Josh is doing good. Josh is doing well, man. And a lot of you ask about Josh and some of his struggles. He's made it public. I'm not breaching any confidence here. But Josh is doing better than just hanging. Josh is going to be okay. When Josh has a setback, he gets it dealt with. And that's the smart thing. So I talked to him on the phone the other day. He says, Bill, Ohio State, Georgia, Council Bluffs today at 3:30, go. I think if they played today, Ohio State wins. I think Ohio State's offense is going to be obviously outstanding. That's not a new ingenious proclamation by the host on the show. That's kind of obvious to all of us, right? And I don't think Georgia, with what they're replacing defensively, I don't think if it were today they'd be ready to match up the way that they could be ready. Georgia has enough players to go take on anybody anytime. But I don't think today would be a good matchup. If they played later in the year, which obviously we're not going to see, I don't mean postseason, I mean regular season. But let's just say they end up, Georgia ends up again, and Alabama in the playoffs. Georgia in January, semifinals, etc. forward, is going to be a team that's a lot different than today or early September. Just with the transitions they're making on the roster. And it's all with outstanding talent, and all that Georgia Dog has pointed out has gotten some pretty good reps. So it's not all just people who've never been on the field. These folks have gotten some good reps. I just don't think Georgia today, the defending national champs now, would be able to score with Ohio State. Now, here's the formula. Here's the formula. If they played today, if you're Georgia. Obviously, Georgia is not a gunslinging, chuck it down the field, try and get to the line of scrimmage as fast as we can and put up 50. They don't have to do all that stuff. If Georgia could line up, let's just say, and I'm just what-ifing here, okay? Let's say that Buckeye defense isn't fixed yet. Then Georgia could line up like Michigan did and own the line of scrimmage and grind out minutes on the clock. Score that way. Keep that offense limited to the amount of snaps they get, Ohio State. That would be their chance to win today. And right now, you got to remember now, I know the transitive property is iffy at best and really not a predictor at best, but Michigan punked Ohio State last year and Georgia punked Michigan. So I pulled out the transitive property. Matchups are different. I understand. But if Georgia, and Georgia's got a big physical O-line, that's a given. They've got good backs. They've got a steady quarterback. They've got the best young tight end other than Michael Mayer in America. If they can line up and be physical in that game, and just mash Ohio State, then I think today in Council Bluffs they'd have a chance to win. But I would favor Ohio State right now, today. Today. All right, there's the break. There's the music. coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a little bit heavy here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. East Nashville is still on scene of that wreck with injuries. It's going to be there in the 1000 block at Eastland Avenue. Just busy where you would expect. 65 down through Robertson County, through Sumner County as well. It's coming down Vietnam Vets. It's really heavy through Hendersonville. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, it's home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check out all they've got there at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
Let's kickstart summer together at Lowe's this Memorial Day. Keep your home nice and cool with our exclusive Harbor Breeze Hathaway 52-inch ceiling fan special value. Was $134.98, now $99.98. And get our Pit Boss Pro Series 850 Pellet Grill special value. Was $549, now $499. Take advantage of our summer savings this Memorial Day exclusively at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location while supplies last, valid 519 through 525.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzie, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game. You betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Need to know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
In the market. Right now we're down about 220 in the pre-market, about 37 minutes out. Interesting, Elon Musk. He's wanting to know what's the true story about the number of bots that are out there. And he thinks it's way more than what Twitter is saying, 5%, which would change the outlook of how much this will cost. All I know is Elon Musk is exposing the bleep out of Twitter. Now, I like Twitter for what we do on the show. Don't misunderstand me. For everything else, it's gross. And what he's doing now is the best comedy I've seen in a while. Other than the story about Amber Heard, the best comedy I've heard in a while. And I'm here for more of it. Oh, by the way, some of you have sent friend requests. I think I've answered all those on Twitter. Yeah, if you want to find me, it's Billy King. Apparently there's a bunch of them. And then put Franklin, Tennessee. That ought to get you to me. Other than my son, who doesn't live here now, he's Billy, but he's in Louisville in school, in dental school. By the way, they've already started. It's me. They've started year number two. You get about a week off. He came home last week, came in town, played some golf, came over here, had some dinner with us, met some buddies, played some more golf, and then headed back to Louisville. They're already in class for year two. For next year, it's May. That's the way that thing goes. Jeff Chu. Bill, I don't mean this to be derogatory, but the bar for Arch in college should be much lower than the bar for him in the NFL. The Mannings as a whole, Archie, Cooper, Peyton, and Eli, have a total of zero natties, zero Heismans, and one SEC title. NFL, much different story. Yeah, I mean, winning a natty is real hard. So is winning a Super Bowl. Now, they've got, what, three Super – Eli's got – no, they've got two each, right? Eli's got two and Peyton's got two. Is that right? So they got four. Archie was always on those crappy Saints teams. He had no chance. I remember seeing Archie play at Vanderbilt in either the late 60s or early 70s. No, let me back that up. I saw Ole Miss play. Archie had his arm in a sling. He did not play. I don't know if it was clavicle, I don't know what it was, but it was something with his shoulder. After the game, he was going through the gate trying to get out, and the crowd got real tight. And Archie, I think, got into a shoving match with somebody. Archie Manning is one of the nicest guys you will ever meet if you've met him. He is not a shove a bunch of people and get into a tussle guy. He is not that at all. But I don't know if some Vandy fan stuck out and tried to touch him or push him or something. But, and again, guys, this is somewhere like 1970-ish. I don't remember the year. As a kid, I mean, I just barely remember, and I remember it was a big to-do because I asked Archie about it one time, and he explained to me what had happened, but I don't remember. I don't remember exactly what he said. But Archie, you cannot be a family patriarch like Archie, have a brand name like Manning, and be more down-to-earth nice and humble and receptive as Archie Manning. I mean, there's a whole lot of room for a whole lot of ego there, right? I'm sure he knows how good they are. I mean, I'm not suggesting that, but I'm telling you, Archie Manning, if you got introduced to him, would treat you as nicely as anybody's ever treated you. He's that good of a guy. And during the Peyton Manning recruitment, and then when Manning was at Tennessee, Archie would not only listen every night, but he would call the show randomly. Now, he wouldn't call every week, but he would call the show. And just fit into the conversation, man. Yeah, super, super good dude. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, that 19 Vandy boy team might be the greatest pitching team. Says 2010 and 11 South Carolina, good team with an amazing pitching performance by a lefty named Mike Roth both years. 06-07 Oregon State teams were kids that wouldn't lose. In my opinion, none of them as elite as 97 LSU. Perry Mason, did you see where Florida won against the Criminals? A walk-off. It could be the reason Florida may host the regional because of RPI rating. I did not see the game. I wanted to, and I didn't. And then Johnny Vegas told me the score. I did not know what happened, though. Perry Mason says, Bill, I miss Josh. Can't find. I'll DM him. Yeah, I'll DM you his stuff. I'll send that privately because the bots are trying to catch Josh. He's on like account number 8, I believe. Mark it down about 260 right there. 30 minutes out. Omni Nashville Hotel.